Right now it is time for Food for Mood with Dr. Judy Werpman. Judy, of course, is the co-author of the Serotonin Power Diet, serotoninpowerdiet.com. Also is author of Simon Loses His Tummy. And she joins us again this morning. Good morning, Dr. Werpman.
Good morning. Good morning to both of you. And I hope you all had a good night's sleep last night. Because we're talking about people who don't have good night's sleep, people who wake up many times during the night. They may not have problems, or they may, going to sleep, but oftentimes they wake up 2 or 3 hours after they fall asleep, go into the kitchen, get something to eat, go back to bed, wake up 2 hours later, go back to the kitchen, have something more to eat, go back to bed. This may happen 2 or 3 or even 4 times during the night. And if you or I, you know, perhaps have awakened occasionally, sometimes we do find ourselves going to the kitchen, getting some water, maybe nibbling on a cracker, and then hopefully going back to sleep. But people who do this repetitively, Jill, have a syndrome, a problem, a disorder that was actually first described in 1955, and now all these decades later is finally being talked about and research being done on it. In fact, there was an article, I think, in the Science Times, the New York Times, a couple of weeks ago, reporting on research that came out of a laboratory that was looking at the relationship between people who wake up many times during the night and eat and the levels of a hunger hormone called ghrelin in their bodies. Well, this waking up and eating in order to go back to sleep or trying to go back to sleep is called night eating syndrome. And many people who have this have just never talked about it because, A, it's an embarrassment. I mean, you know, you don't go to your doctor and say, you know, I really have this problem, I can't sleep. You know, you think there's something really weird going on, or you think, well, everybody does this, so why should I even bother talking about it? And oftentimes people who have this night eating syndrome don't present as to let's say, a doctor who's worried about your weight. They don't come across as being obese because even though they may consume, and apparently this is part of the syndrome, at least 25% of all the calories they eat over 24 hours at night, they oftentimes, or they always actually, wake up in the morning absolutely not hungry. I mean, if you say, how about some breakfast? Oh, no. I just don't want anything to eat. They don't want anything to eat during the morning. They may not want anything to eat at lunchtime. They may not really find themselves getting hungry until the middle of the afternoon. So the question really has come up, are people eating when they wake up in the middle of the night in order to go back to sleep, which is something that researchers, the few who actually looked at this, you know, have thought all along, or are they waking up because they're hungry, you know, like a baby who wakes up because he or she is hungry, and eating is what their bodies want them to do, and when they've eaten enough and they are no longer hungry, then they're able to go back to sleep. That's the second possibility. Or third, and this is something that, of course, comes into practically every disorder that, you know, involves both our emotions and our body, when they wake up, are they waking up because they're anxious and depressed, or when they wake up, they become anxious and depressed, and they find that eating helps with their mood changes. And, of course, anybody who has been awake at 2 or 3 a.m., you know, oftentimes finds that problems which seem, you know, sort of trivial or able to be solved at 3 p.m. in the middle of the afternoon, all of a sudden at 3 a.m. you're thinking, oh, my goodness, what am I going to do? How am I going to take care of this? What am I going to do about this problem? And, you know, you're either in the middle of the night sort of quavering and thinking, oh, this is really the worst possible thing that can happen to me, because 3 a.m. somehow decreases your defenses against any kind of anxiety or depression. And the answer really isn't in yet.
Have you ever...
I'm sorry, please.
I have on occasion awakened... I used to sleep with chocolate by my bed because...
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. No. There was always my mom always had chocolates by her bed. Anyway, so from time to time, I would have a small piece of chocolate, and sometimes I would wake up in the middle of the night. I was always a dark chocolate, and if I was craving sweet, I would have a little bite. That was when I was on a much, the older I got, the more regulated my life got, especially with the radio station. So I started getting up, you know, odd times and whatnot. But what I'm thinking about when I was running around as a city girl, who basically
right.
never ate breakfast, you know, never ate breakfast, always ate dinner late. You know, and so I just, I think it might have, and this word is so badly used at this juncture, but it might also have lifestyle implications. It sort of depends on the schedule of your life.
Well, I think you're absolutely right about that. And there are a couple of things that I was wondering about when I read about this, because I think you're right, people aren't looking at the lifestyle. I mean, if you live in New York, if you live in a city where you tend to eat late at night, I mean, think about Spain or Argentina,
yeah, exactly.
You know, many of the Latin countries will think you're having an early bird special if you have dinner at 9 o'clock at night. Because, you know, dinner starts at 10 or 11 and may go till midnight or 1 a.m. And then when you wake up the next morning, no, you're not hungry. But I think the difference is, Jill, that you might wake up once and have your chocolate and go back to sleep. But you would not wake up at, let's say, 2 or 3 a.m., go back to sleep, and then wake up at 4, and then wake up at 5, and then wake up at 6, and then go and not just have a piece of chocolate, but maybe make a sandwich or a large bowl of cereal or two large bowls of cereal. That's the difference. These people who do this tend to eat large quantities of food, and they eat them over a period of time, not just maybe a 30-second nibble, but they may be up for a half hour or so, and then go back to sleep. But the real issue really is, and I think you're absolutely right, is it that our lifestyle has us eating late and not wanting breakfast in the morning, or is it our hormones? I mean, are you eating dinner late at night because this hunger hormone, mm-hmm. ghrelin, just isn't very active at 5 o'clock in the afternoon and you're not hungry? Or is it because that's your lifestyle? And people who have done research, you know, they do research in a laboratory situation and they say, yeah, you know, your ghrelin apparently is going to be excreted at odd hours. It makes you hungry at 3 a.m., not at 7 p.m. at night. And that's why you're eating at night. And, of course, the other thing is that their people, as they get older, tend to wake up frequently, and they don't really know how to put themselves back to sleep. Mm-hmm. And the person who named night eating syndrome, his name is Albert Stunkard, although everyone called him Mickey. I knew him very well. He said that, you know, maybe people should be taking something that makes more serotonin, believe it or not. This is 1955 and later. And he said, you know, maybe they should be taking an antidepressant that increases serotonin because it would calm them down and they would be able to go back to sleep. But, you know, you just hit on the right solution. Eat something that has sugar in it, make more serotonin, calm yourself down, stop worrying about what you're going to do the next day with all these problems that you're facing at 3 a.m., and you might be able to go to sleep. In fact, what I would say is keep a bowl of Cheerios, like a cup of Cheerios, by your bedside.
By your bed. And a pad. And I really mean a pad and a piece of paper. And
right.
write down what, you know, whatever's going through your, write down just
exactly.
what you're going to do. Munch on some Cheerios, but under no circumstances, turn on the TV or turn on your device to
You're
just read
right.
that email.
Don't get out of bed unless you absolutely have to.
Yeah.
And don't leave crumbs.
Oh. One day I'll tell you about the French bread pizzas, but not today.
Talk to you next week.
Thank you very much, Dr. Judy Wortman, Food for Mood.
Bye-bye.